Log Talk Radio.
Fist up for the one that got away. When we left for dead, yeah, the one we gotta say. Framed by the pigs way back in Jersey. The only thing you really free to do is serve. When you fight for your rights and you stand, watch out for the man, on drugs in your land, guns in your hand. Yes, man, don't tell, bro. Don't he open any letters, hit this with a COINTEL, bro. Whips and chains, whips and chains. Sitting around waiting for the shit to change. Your point finger's not acting, just complain. Started didn't fight, just stripped to blame. Kids getting off for murder, nobody pushing it further. Bunch of lost sheep out here looking for a herder. Killed off our leaders with a fuck you respect. Violence seemed to be the only thing you respect. I watched news clips today. America had always got some shit to say. See, terror breeds terror. Just drop bombs, some mothers and their kids, yeah, just today. But shit, I don't wanna talk right now. Took another bullet to my heart right now. So Bobby cut my neck until they wouldn't shoot their weapons. See this mama get the news, yeah, it's all right now. Now whips and chains, whips and chains. The American way, slaying whips and chains. Kill Martin, but you'll never get a stutter. Kill Malcolm, but you'll never get a stutter. Whips and chains, whips and chains. The American way, slaying whips and chains. Kill Bobby, but you'll never get a stutter. Kill Fred, but you'll never get a stutter. Crips and blood, whips and thugs. Body kill their brother, nigga, just because you created these conditions. Racism, segregation in LA. Fed kids on a spoon full of hate. Chase the Panthers out the states. Whoa, one go inside a run. Tortured that woman in a cell. Broke her out of jail. Now you wanna spare propaganda, but we woke up. No more for you to sell. That will go to hell. Fred Hampton, the inner city. Building unity with gangs. They working with it. CIA did everything they could to flood the hoods with heroin. At the same time, passed away our heroines. But I don't wanna talk right now. Took another bullet to my heart right now. Drug Fred fell asleep inside his bed. Then they shot him dead, bottle in a sack. Yeah, it's all right now. Now whips and chains, whips and chains. The American way, plays whips and chains. Kill Bobby, but you'll never get a stutter. Kill Fred, but you'll never get a stutter. Whips and chains, whips and chains. The American way, plays whips and chains. Kill Sophie, but you'll never get a stutter. Kill Huey, but you'll never get a stutter. Kill King, kill X, kill Fred.
She escaped, you put a bounty on her head.
Poison water in the air and the food.
We already dead, so what else we got to lose?
Once we realize the power that we have as a people and put our minds together, we unite to defeat you. Pressure lies, they teach you. Don't conform to authority, cause under uniforms, human bonds I bleed to.
No justice, no peace, what the people say. The indigo's finna go rise and lead the way. 154 cops, but where's that for Trayvon, Grant Rice, Mike Brown, and Freddie Gray?
I don't wanna talk right now. Took another bullet to my heart right now. Everybody's
known,
now they
wanna
start
to
touch us about the revolution, yeah, it's about to start right now.
I have advocated, and I still advocate, revolutionary changes in the structure and in the principles that govern the United States. I advocate self-determination for my people and for all oppressed people inside the United States. I advocate an end to capitalist exploitation, the abolition of racist policies, the eradication of sexism, and the elimination of political repression. If that is a crime, then I am totally guilty.
Whips and chains, whips and chains. The American way, slaying whips and chains. Kill Martin, but you'll never get a stutter. Kill Malcolm, but you'll never get a stutter. Whips and chains, whips and chains. The American way, slaying whips and chains. Kill Fred, but you'll never get a stutter. Kill Huey, but you'll never get a stutter.
Right. We're here at Black Talk Radio live in Washington, D.C., and we're happy that you tuned in tonight here for yet another episode of Black Power Radio. We're in the impact of Washington, D.C. tonight. We're launching Tent City for Reparations Extra Hour. So we're here for Power Radio, and you're right there where you're supposed to be. We want you to buckle your seatbelts tonight for a very special episode. Again, I am your host, the Sheikh Ali Imam Akbar Abdullah Kareem, and we're right here in Washington, right where we're supposed to be, and we're getting mellow like a cello right here at Black Power Radio. There's so much, you know, for you to get involved with the reparations movement, and we're saying if there's no reparations in 2023, well, that would be absolutely no in that point. So we're going to give you more. I wish that this could be more. My eyes out tonight, watching out for you, our brothers and sisters, everybody in the diaspora, those in the local, those that are international, and those that are in the community just hanging out or doing their thing tonight. But we're just happy we can speak to be live on like a game. Out there in the with the local, the national, and the international community is all celebrating tonight for all the goodness that we put in Black Power Radio for there about 20 years of radio. But you know, you know, you feel giving the Lord of this. All that combined, we're putting in some strong effort tonight to speak. Just what does it take? More love, because we know the best to begin is love. Oh, Bob. Could you hear in the background? We got some Bob again in the background. The very best gift you could possibly give is love. And the best love you could potentially give is Black Panther love. And we're going to continue to give the love here at Black Panther Radio. And we're going to look for you. Let's see, what does it take to line everybody tonight? All right. And we're going to retrieve a few things. But I'm just here to say that we have an amazing radio show. We have an amazing audience. And we just hope that you will, again, continue to listen to Black Power Radio. Again, if you want to tune in, we're going to look right down the line tonight and look for you. And we hope that we'll do more and continue to do more. And what we have is our telephone number, if you decide to call in tonight. It will be 515-605. You'll be live at 9889. At 515-615. Excuse me, let me say it one more time. At 515-605-9889. Again, our telephone number is 515-605-9889. And we just have it. We could meet be here, right here live on Black Power Radio. Don't you know? Don't you know? We're going to give you more of what you listen to radio for. Not only are we launching the 10th city to end homelessness in Washington, D.C., we've got us some Black Wall Street. We're talking the revitalization of Black Wall Street. We've got Brother Tony out there. We've got Brother Double R's out there, and we've got Dr. Truth Bank out on that west side, and they're bringing everything live, and, you know, not no jive, because you're live right here on Black Power Radio. And don't you know, we're going to give you more of what you actually listen to radio for. And we have just disabled the connection, so I'm going to have to talk to you for a little while until I get all my connections back live, which will be very shortly, so you'll have to be bored a bit listening to me for a little while, but we're just going to wake it up and shake it up like we always do and get for you, not just you, bring you and your crew, because we're right here live on Black Power Radio. The best thing that could have ever happened to us, that could have possibly, was that you tuned in. Tonight, I'm looking in the audience, and I can see clearly there are people out there that have tuned in with their smartphone. They use the smartphone to reach us here at Black Power Radio. And again, Oh, it just doesn't get no better than this at Black Power Radio. And I'm telling you, there are some that came in by smart, that came by a smartphone. And then there's, of course, all over these the second row of people. They've got all dumb phones in a row. So they've, you know, birds of a feather flock together. So then you got the Android people right behind them on the third row. And that right behind the Androids on the fourth row, as we always do, we've got our paranoid folks are there as well. So we're going to click right in right here. Come on. Power Radio tonight.
Live. But I put that, I'm going to put that in.
You're live on air, sir.
Oh, okay, Black Power, Black Power.
Okay, let's slow down for a minute. And he's going to talk to while we set the studio up. We're right here live in Washington, D.C., and wouldn't be in no better place. You can think of no better place than to put light, Black Lightning on the front of the page, and he's right there talking to you. talking live. We're right here building Tent City in Washington, D.C.
That's right.
And Tent City will, of course, again, be the first chip at ending homelessness for the black community in Washington, D.C. And we're going to end any form of starvation. We're going to show that we can give food, clothing, and shelter and transportation to black people without any assistance, without any backup or blackout. We can bring those things to meet the immediate needs. We're driven by meeting the needs in the black community. And Brother Black Light is going to explain a little bit about what we'll be doing in the building of Tent City, et cetera, and what we'll be doing, again, to bring reparations in 2023, but no black folks in 2024. So everybody's with that? Black power.
Black power. Black power. Well, I guess it's just he just put a whole bunch of spaghetti up on my plate. So I'm going to have to do like the Italian boys do. I'm going to get my fork. I'm going to put it down in there. I'm going to swirl that stuff on up. And we're going to take a big old bite of black power. Woo! Way to segue, right? Now, Tent City. What we're really doing is we'll make accommodations for all of the people that are coming from out of town. All of the people that are coming to the October 16th through 21st, it's 50 million family march for reparations. So 50 million of us and our families get out here and say, this is what we, you know, they stole us, they sold us, and they owe us, you know. So part of the reparations would be land acquisition. Part of reparations would be cash, of course, you know, bearer bonds, gold, however you want to get it. So, yeah, the Tent City, once we utilize it to the full extent for our people, then we'll give it over to the homeless and have them a nice accommodation, you know. Let's see. And the reparations, they're having the next reparations hearing. Is coming up soon. Going to have to give y'all the date on that. Well, I just leave that in the capable hands of Sister Truth Bay and our brother Double R from the 1619 Reparations Committee. They can definitely explain that one better than me, so ain't no use of me hopping over it. Now, here's what I wanted to give you. Now that I've served y'all up them meatballs, let me put a little spaghetti on your plate. We got New Black Panther Party. .com for everybody to come on. You can donate, see what's going on with the party. You can register, become a member, a supporter, you know, so because we need it all. So definitely, like I say, the New Black Panther Party.com, and I finally pulled over to a nice spot. So let me get out and give it to you hot. Ooh, a good spot where I can give it to you hot. Bars! Woo! You can find me a little cookout table, so we don't say picnic no more. You know what I mean? They ain't picking no more of us. You know what I mean? Damn, I wonder if this thing, I'm looking at this little remote control animal thing. It looks like they're aiming this thing at me. But anyway, we got newblackpantherparty.com. And let's see. Oh, I started a TikTok channel, which would be New Black Panther Party, at TikTok. And it's all capital letter, well, all caps at the beginning, you know, like New Capital, Black Capital, capital letter B, you know. A New Black Panther Party, caps for the first word, and then a dot in between, a period in between. So New Black Panther Party at TikTok, and y'all can kind of see what we've been doing here, you know. We don't want to force feed the baby a thick straw, you know what I mean? We'll give a little bit at a time, you know. So take a little bite, you know, take a little bite, because I mean, it gets deep. I mean, it gets deeper than deep. So I mean, it go back further than I go back. You know, when I was doing my militants on my own, it was over here doing it the right way, you know. So some of us is just bred and born for throwing bricks. So now we have people like Sister Truth. They're going to show us how to fight the right way. You know, in other words, let's get deep, 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 deep. Did I say deep? D-E-E-P, deep in their pockets, you know, because we're getting our land acquisition on now. Everybody should go and find all the vacant buildings in the areas, the ones that are owned by the government. Go down there and see if we can go to city council meetings, city hall, see if we can acquire those properties, fix them up, and utilize them for the best benefit of our people, you know, or the utilization of black folks, you know. They're already giving the Jews what they need to get it. The Chinese reparations and a hate crime bill, which we are working on a hate crime bill for us. Because how can they get a hate crime bill in our country? You know, it's our country. We're the ones that were slaved to build this thing up. Know what they say, make America hate again or great again? It's hate again, you know, because when it was great, we were in the field picking the cotton. We were in the field picking the vegetables, picking the apples, picking everything, you know? So we're not standing for it no more. You know, we educated, we liberated, and we're doing our thing now. We can't leave nobody behind. And don't think that just because you got a job and you get your 8 hours in, you get a paycheck, don't think you can't use more. Hell, I can use more. I damn sure could use more because I'm putting so much of my heart, blood, tears, soul, and money into doing this. You know, it ain't free for me to drive 20 hours and go through tolls, hit gas, and then turn around. I'm just keeping it real, y'all. Just picture this in your heads. You know, we driving from D.C. to Tulsa, Oklahoma for the – I'm just saying one example for the 100 – anniversary of Black Wall Street, the original Black Wall Street, Tulsa. Just like they say, the Gap Band, the Gap Band, they were really repping Tulsa, you know, because that's Greenwood, Archer, and Pine, you know. Say, I wanna get up early in the morning and find me some reparations. Yes, sir. So while you're getting these, getting the bugs out of the system, I'm glad I was able to come on here and talk to y'all because we all have different ways of thinking about the same thing. We all may be thinking the same thing in our hearts, but we can't just say it sometimes unless we're talking just to each other. You know what I mean? And so as long as these airwaves are open, there's no sense in having a war meeting on here. This is just an inspirational meeting to get my people to know that you got back up. You got big time backup, black up, as we say. And this thing must have a camera on it or something because everywhere I move, this motherfucker moves. And I'm about to his ass up out the ground here in a minute. Now, go the other way. I have this little mechanical thing, shaped like a dog. I'm on the left, he turns to the left. I'm on the right, he turns to the right. A little kick to the jaw, he stays to the left. Sorry, personal thing. You got to know when they're aiming something at you. You know what I mean? Whether it be a listening device, a homing device, a tracking device, or whatever it is, you know, because ain't no roaches in my house. You know what I mean? I let bed bug bombs and roach bombs and all kind of bombs go off in my house. So I'm very selective about who walks up in there because I don't want nobody dropping no roaches up in my house. You know what I mean? They keep them bugs at their house. You know, and be careful what you eat, who you eat from. You know, don't get poisoned like one of the greatest leaders of all time, Khalid Abdul Muhammad. You know, you got to be careful who hand you eat from, you know, because they put the anthrax in the sandwich, you know. Huh, you hear me? They put it in the sandwich and feed it to you. With some mustard and ketchup and lettuce and tomatoes, or like you said, he did the rapper, you know, hit him with a hypodermic, and next thing you know, he got AIDS and died, boom, immediately. You know, what's his name? can't think of the name right now, but we don't want to name drop, no way. We will name, I dropped the name. Let's see. Let me put it like this. 1966, when the original Black Panthers was started, you know, for the liberation of people, you know, and we revised it in 1986 with Khalid Muhammad and Aaron Michaels. So when people are reading the 10-point platform and they get to number three for us is to be tax exempt. That's our number three. So whatever they were doing back in 1966, our little kid, you know, little kid, don't tell my age. I know some of y'all weren't even born in 1966. The only 10-point platform that y'all know is ours, you know, and our nine local objectives and our 12 general orders and our five duties of a Panther, because I am a Black revolutionary and the people's vanguard, the Black people's vanguard. And like I say, about Kent City, we're going to build it up and have it nice and tidy and clean and have all the college students come from all over the world.
Oh, my. Got some loops in the background, don't you know?
All
you
right.
On your Black Power Radio show.
That's what I knew from looping in the background of what I'm saying.
Mike, you got Jacob Mamakba in the field in Washington, D.C. The potential is beautiful. Beautiful, potentially beautiful. And we have your Black Power Radio.
That's
power
right.
To power
to the people. Yes, sir.
We got it set up for Kent City. We're going to build it here. We got, we got youth from juniors that are in high school, seniors in high school. We got college students, juniors and seniors at college level, guiding the young people, bringing them to end homelessness in the District of Columbia and throughout America. We'll be going to Panther Pride. We'll be all over ending homelessness for Black people to feel a death blow to homelessness for Black people. We're going to build Kent City in the spirit of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Because we produce a simple city in D.C. from Kent City. We produce the Umoja Party on the ballot in Washington, D.C. So we ain't scared of no ghosts. And we ain't remotely scared of no whole life or nothing down there. Four by
yes,
and
sir.
Here, the white supremacy house. The
That's right.
The long the
can help.
All down there, and what they call the Supreme Court and the justice down there. And the Supreme Court with the injustice. It's the criminal system. Huh?
Yep.
And these criminals, the first one, criminal justice. Or they got justice for the criminals that what?
Nah, they are the criminals. They are the criminals.
Everybody else up. But
yeah, they are the criminals.
We're going to Black Power Radio, and we're going to have our studio up in just a few seconds. So talk Black to them, Black Lightning, as we come back to the studio and
talk
to you some Black Power Radio tonight.
Yes, sir.
Coast all over. We up and down and all over. Black
Power. Yes, sir. Black Power, because I want to leave out how they can help. I mean, you might want to help you go to Sierra Leone and put hashtag Sierra Leone. $77 Bakers on the Cash App. If you don't have Cash App, download Cash App and put 77 and all capital letters Bakers, B-A-K-E-R-S. So we can have a hashtag Kent City. A big one for me has been for a while now, hashtag Black Panther Bus for Us. So I just put BP Bus for Us, you know. So that way you can do your part, you know. If somebody said, well, what did you do? You can say, well, was you at the mic? Nope. Was you hit? Nope. But I did contribute to make sure that the people that were there could get something to eat, or maybe we can get a few more plastic tarps to put over these tents. Because I used to make tents out of plastic tarps. So I'm thinking that's going to be nice. That's going to be nice. Well, what would be even nicer is if everybody go ahead and throw some money in the till. So that way, I seen a really big, huge tent that, like, man, like 50 people can get in that thing. It's like a party tent. I know y'all seen them. It got windows and everything. That's what I got my heart set on getting. for the people, not for me. It's not going to be in my backyard. Shoot, only thing to be in my backyard is a little bitty two-person tent. You know, if that. But I know when they, if this German Shepherd goes towards me again, I'm going to knock him off his pedestal. I already kicked him in the direction I want him to go. So, yeah, but the tent city, it's up to you to make this happen. It's up to us to make this happen. We'll facilitate it, but hell, ain't none of us got no sitting here with 10 grand or 50 grand in his pocket to go ahead and buy 10 of those tents, you know, those big party tents. But there's 10,000 people out there listening right now that could go and throw a penny or 20 or 10 or 50 or 100 in the bucket, you know, or whatever your heart tells you to do. You know, if your heart's telling you to do it, that's God speaking. People need to start listening to God in them. I've been hearing a lot of people say God is in them. And they don't listen to God in them. But they know God in them, but they don't listen. God be telling them, look, you can't ride with the top down and talk on Black Power Radio. Catch the next exit. And that's what I did, caught the next exit, because that's what God telling me to do, you know. So get this little thimble of a car to replace the one that was wrecked on the way to South Carolina. And let's talk about that, too. Because the death of LaBelle Lane, we're still fighting it. It's getting better now. Already served the sheriff wrong, right? They call him right, but we call him wrong, right?
Celebration tonight, Mama.
Yes, sir. So we you know, we still holding down for the LaBelle Lane family, and the Justice Department is getting ready to get involved, and they're gonna put foot in that sheriff's ass. And we talked to the brother up there at the city council meeting who's in charge of that same sheriff's department's finances. So we're going to hit him in the pocket and kick him in the ass all at the same time. That's going to be a hell of a jerk reaction, isn't it? So don't forget, 77 Bakers, I'm going to do Dr. Umar. 77 Bakers. So that we can put the mean and the black much green. Hey, did we got, you got everything up and running yet, National Chairman? And y'all know we got our National Chairman over there jamming for us. He's got a good little background music going for me. See, I like some background music. And I changed my voice. I just changed my voice to get a real deep. Yeah, he's going to get a deep and black.
Let me see if I can get my main man, Brother Abdullah, coming. Hold on, go right back. Speaking off of Black Power Radio tonight.
Black Power Radio.
347.
Black Power Radio.
Okay, we got to keep it moving. All right, we got the 334 of 434.
Let Abdullah in. He only got a short amount of time.
Let's see if we have our national chief of staff. But 434.
Abdullah only got like 15 minutes. His line's going to go off.
His line's zapped out, so we're just getting the studio off. And we found Abdullah, and we tried to get him first. All right, if anybody get in touch with Abdullah to get him to call back. Okay, we're rocking right here. We're rocking right here at 434. You're live. 434. Peace and blessings. Come on in. Black Power.
Black Power. So glad you are back with us. Black Power.
Okay, thank you. And Black Power. Black Power. We're rocking.
Black Power.
Okay, we're working with the tent city of Washington, and we've got the West Side waiting to come in and chime in and do their thing. And I want you to call back into the studio because we're straight now. We just zapped another one. Another one got zapped. I don't know what happened. It might be the environment. I might be too close to the box, so I'm gonna have to move out a little way.
God's making it happen like this because he knows your main is on the ground tonight. That was a Black Power time tonight. I like that. A big man in the top of the day, you.
Yeah, we got a black. Some of them are getting different because I'm making too close. We got a hot band here tonight. We're going to rock. We're going to rock. We got it all bumped up. We got it bumped up a little bit.
Well, you got the National Super Startup on there. Why don't you let him rock the mic while I get back on the prowl and with the top down.
Yep.
Uh-oh. Okay, well, Black Power, we don't want no dead air time. So Black Power. Reparations is the is what we're looking for. Reparations is what we are demanding, and we're not taking no less. We're not taking no less than what the ancestors are deserving of, you know. And that's going to be rejoiced all around heaven. You know, grandma, grandpa, great-grandma, great-grandma, I'm going to put it like this. I know my genealogy. Now, it might be you might be able to take some of your DNA and drop any blood or some of a hair follicle, however they do it, and hope that they don't take that DNA and set you up with it. So we did our family tree ourselves. So here you go. This is my family tree. I'm going to give y'all my family tree. We go back to a slave named Philip. And Philip had Archie.
All right, well, Black Lightning, we got that West Side. West Side is live. We're live in D.C.
I know.
And live on that West Side. We got Brother Double R coming into the studio right now. Go right ahead, Brother Double R, and give us an update on that West Side. We've got Tent City in Washington. We've got Black Wall Street in L.A., and we got the meeting for reparations. And we're just updating all over the planet at this hour, Black Power.
The studio is up. I chime back in from the studio.
Yeah, you can chime back into the studio. Go ahead.
Yes, sir.
Ask everybody to
Black
go back to the studio. We should be a safe distance from the equipment now.
Peace.
Yeah, go right ahead, Brother Double R. And try to get the
listening
audience.
Yeah, can you hear me?
I can get all the listening audience to come back in and see if we can get everybody chimed in. Okay, we'll get them to light it back up. Are you there, Brother Double R?
Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Y'all take it away, Brother Double R, Brother Black Lightning, Black Power, and get everybody.
Can you hear me?
Black Power.
Can you hear me?
You're live on Black Power Radio, and you're live.
Oh, okay. Yeah. This Double R. Hey, man, good things, yo. Hey, man, good talk. How we doing with this? We doing with this resolutions there. You know what I'm saying? We came up with solutions, and now we hitting it. A lot of people are Christians. A lot of people, we believe in Genesis, and we believe in Revelation. A lot of people is in Genesis. You feel me? But we in Revelation. Revelation in the book was a lot of revealing some stuff. Just like when he told Paul to come up hither. John to come up hither. When he was in the spirit, chapter 4. So a lot of people got to catch up, got to understand that what we fighting for right here with this 1619 Reparations Party, we saying it's choose for our friends. Fuck the Republicans and fuck the Democrats. We saying no reparations in 2023, no vote in 2024. As simple as that. Article 5 Convention, that's what we pushing. Go to 1%.org. You'll fill it in. Fill it in. Read it. Read what we standing for. This is for self-determination. This is for being like the Native. Being like the Native. Can somebody mute their mic? This is for self-determination like the Native Americans. Y'all got to understand that we got to be on a different level on California. The AB 3121 has proposed us these different, like, banana and tailpipes. We can't go for these banana and tailpipes. You feel me? They never mention our land. That's what we standing for. We saying land, check. With my knee on your fucking neck. That's how we stand. So I'm going to let y'all know, with this reparation movement, y'all turn this up and be work on this one. Y'all a little bit on the nap. I don't want to disrespect sleep because you wouldn't be here with this phone in your ear. You don't want to hear this wisdom here. When you come here, we're going to tell you things what to do. We're going to tell you our movement. So the Bible also tells you But don't be just hearers of the word, but doers of the word. We writing our own Bible right here at Fresno. Bible don't stop the one that they wrote. We writing our own for our grandkids and great-grandkids and great-great-great-grandkids. So don't just be a hearer of this word. Be a doer of this word. Go on to the site, make this movement with Article 5 Convention, and we're going to become one. Everybody going to be underneath us. We saying we don't want Democratic and Republican. 160 years since we've been free, they ain't gave us nothing. So now we got to turn lights on. Trying to chase your tail like a dog. That's what we doing. After we do this, then we go take it globally, internationally. This is Human Rights International. This is a movement that it don't even stop with freaking America. This go all the way to Timbuktu. So all we got to do is just come together and listen to the ones that's giving this information. And don't just be a hearer of this word. Be a doer of this word. We tell everybody how to do it with their self-determination. Stop doing what our folks in front of us did. You know, you got these high-class, so-called Black Wall Street groups and all that, and you're going to talk about you a millionaire? I don't want to hear that. Why these black organizations ain't funded? It's a problem. So pull up your discernment. As many as called, but few as chosen on this movement. You ain't mentally ready, you get to the back of the bus. Matter of fact, don't even get on the fucking bus. It's time to weave out the ones who can't survive this journey. This reparations marathon has been going too damn long. We need a fucking victory lap right now. And this is our final lap on March 29th in Sacramento, California. I'm going to pull the number up later, but I'm finished with this. This is called humor for me because I laugh so I can't cry. I feel black power.
Well, all right. We do have a big Switch Blade on the line. Let me go check the line for Switch Blade. Olympics in the background. Oh, we had a big celebration here in Washington, D.C. live. Oh, man, you know how we do it. Oh, my. You're going to have to hurry up this way again. Oh, my. Oh, yeah, they're doing it up. Real good. Oh, my. We got everybody up in the hat. Man, I thought the whole world was in the hat. We'll see if we can switch it up a little bit here and get Switchblade an opportunity. Black Switchblade in Chicago. Oh, you coming live. You're live on Black Power Radio. You can talk black to it. Are you there with us with Slade?
I'm here.
Invite the whole audience. Peace and Black Power. Invite the whole audience with Slade to tune right back in through the studio. We had a little technical difficulty because we had to set up a stage, a jazz band, some more stuff, and some of the interference got in and destroyed the studio. We just rebuilt it. We're back online. And your first to speak on the studio tonight is Dr. Switchblade of Chicago, Black Power. Black Power?
Black Power, brothers and sisters. And I'm not a doctor. I'm just a black revolutionary. I'm also the president of the local school council at Dr. King Elementary Social Justice of Academy Elementary School. And I soon will take a place at the Dr. King High School as well in a position to be there with our students, not only from elementary, but high schools. So I always work with the children and the parents and the teachers and staff. I have a huge task ahead of me, brothers and sisters. I am going to the next reparations rally that is going to take place. And this time I will be scripted. This time I'm going to be good this time and not call anyone out their name. Can you hear me?
That's absolutely wonderful. Coming from this place, she's like letting a few of them off the hook, but only temporarily off. She was putting them right back on the hook Monday morning. And I'm just here to tell you that we have a fantastic network. We're building this. Go ahead.
I also like to add and spread the word that when it comes to our reparations, I would like you all to also add that each Black person get an Asian
Descent. Somebody got a new thing, Mike. Somebody got a new thing, Mike.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's not you. Hey, there we go. Can everyone hear me now?
That part.
Are we good?
That part. You clear.
Okay, good. All right. As I was saying, that one of the things that we need to add on into the reparations is every Black person getting an 800 credit score with all three major credit bureaus and have credit forgiveness also with our bills. That can help us out a lot, especially when we want to start our own business. And speaking of business, have every Black person be granted at least $100,000 in a business grant. We could work our way in between those numbers, but that's after we get our checks. But that is something that we could also add along with, regardless if our brothers and sisters are incarcerated, shout out to them, keep their head up in there. I know how hard it can be. They can also receive the reparations because even though they have been charged with most likely Trump charges, that doesn't mean that the government doesn't owe them a check. So we can also add
on. Oh, you're right. You're right, sis. Hey, let me ask you before. I know you can go. Yeah. I know you can go along with it, but let me add on the first three that you just hit. The first one that you hit was about the, I think it was incarceration. We hitting on that. We hitting on that on the mass incarceration and everything. And on the other one, what other one you said? The other topic you said?
The credit score, 800 credit score as well.
Oh, yeah,
as
credit
the
score. Yeah. CJEC brought that to attention at the reparations meeting in California for the AB 31. It was the third one you said?
Yes, I remember that one because he was like, business loans. I was like, no loans. They owe us. I felt him on that credit bureau, but he messed up when he was like, you know, business loans. I'm like, no, they owe us. They don't leave the word loan out of it. You know what I'm saying? But, yeah, I felt him on
that.
Well,
they owe us from day one. We shouldn't even pay taxes. We shouldn't even pay these loans back. How they going to give us an SBA loan? They told us, first of all, they bamboozled us and told us it was a grant if we signed off and woo-woo, but they turned it into a loan. You know, then they're going to give you about $100 billion. You know what I'm saying? We already seeing that. What I'm saying is,
right.
What was that third one you said? What was that third issue you said?
The business grant and the credit
score. Oh, yeah. So I
and
just covered
the incarceration
incarceration. We know that's genocide. Yeah, that's genocide.
Yes, absolutely. So, you know, that's what we're here for. This is a meeting to see how far we can go with the next step because, you know, this is just the beginning. We're in the midst of it right now. Look at all these people saying that we don't deserve it. How dare you? You wouldn't even be here if it wasn't because of us. So I'm going to pass the mic on, not to be long with it. I love you all.
You're right. Hey, but this, love you too, Agape. Hey, but this is where we get at. This is the basically the grassroots of our vision, not just, you know, everybody got atrocities on here. And like I tell everybody on here, my violin strings is broke. You feel me? Then we came up with solutions. We moved on out of this program. Now we got resolutions. Now we moved on out of this program. That's the Article 5 convention. So we didn't move far here. Just speaking on here, I think from 4 months I've been on here. You feel me? So this is where everybody need to come, bring the resources, everything that can add to this. Everybody take notes. You know, you feel something. I mean, it might be not be for everybody on something somebody say. It's at least about 10, 12 people, one person going to get that, and they're going to rub elbows, And now we got to put our resources together. So that's what this program is about. It's about putting our heads together, not just hearing atrocities. This is not our platform here. We didn't all grown up. So now this is time to attack. This is time for us to get our self-determination status. And so that's why Article 5 is so important. And I know you mentioned that two shows ago, but I appreciate that. Sis, I yield black. Double R, yep, gone. Brother Alcor, having a little technical difficulty. If anybody can just add in, they got something to say. I mean, you know, it's open mic, basically. I yield black.
Well, I just do a little chant, and while we're going into intermission, every minute and every hour, I represent black power. Every minute, every hour, we represent black power. Every year, all day,
I like that,
we're black
that
power. All year, every day, we black power in every way. Black power, black power.
Black power.
Every minute,
black
every
power,
hour,
yeah.
We power.
Yeah.
Peace.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, peace, black power. That's how we get down. Yep, yep. Appreciate you. Anybody else?
It's kind of quiet tonight, huh? I guess they had a barbecue or something. A little occupied today.
Yeah, that part. I guess it's just me and you. So it's on the mic. They're recording it. Just talk from the dome.
Okay.
What you want to say?
All right.
Put the wisdom on. This,
well,
hey, this, just put the wisdom on. Hey, it's recorded. So this is documented.
Okay, well, I can tell you about what's going on in my agenda this week as far as the school is concerned. Our old principal had got a promotion, and now we have to either choose the one who she trained or pick a whole different one. And the static about all of that is that this new principal, interim principal, she rubs people the wrong way, you know. And it wasn't like that at first when the original principal was there. And when I'm hearing these stories and I'm seeing certain employees leaving or not returning next year, it brings a great concern to me, right? And I don't know. I have to listen to all these teachers. I have a meeting this Tuesday, and I'm going to listen to the teachers and staff since we couldn't decide who would have a survey. It was split in the middle with the vote. So since we're not going to have a survey, we're going to have a discussion about how her the experience of teachers has been with her. She was cool at first until she became principal, a lot of them said. She was a little condescending or, I guess, very direct or and a little sarcastic with it. I don't know. But all of those concerns need to be addressed. I don't want to fire anybody or let nobody go. But it's obviously she already did, and we've not let teachers know until the last minute that their job is being replaced. So what do I do, right?
Right. Oh, well, you got to do
and
what you got to do. I mean, shit.
Yeah,
you got to read them
out. And
one
of the people, one of the employees, hold on real quick. Go ahead. What do you think about it?
I just think that, hey, you got the discernment. Your judgment is what you need to do. You know what? As long as you're well-grounded, you're making that decision, like, based on, you know what I'm saying? So not just feelings, but history. So, yeah, you got that right, yeah.
Yeah, and how would you feel if the new boss fired someone who's been working there for over 20 years?
How would I feel? I feel just like how you would feel. That's kind of a hard question. I feel fucked up about it. You feel me? So,
yeah.
It is what it is. But that's why we fighting for our own sovereign society. We're not, I don't want to live with them no more. I don't want to live by white people. I don't want to pay no taxes like white people. I won't do nothing like white people. You feel me?
Neither.
Just because we get our money, we move out with the white folks, we're supposed to be all right. Fuck that. I don't feel right. Because why? Because I want my next door neighbor, this nigga can come over, we can have a barbecue. You feel me?
Exactly.
I don't have that in my hood where I'm at. You feel me? I'm an hour away from Dago. I'm an hour away from L.A. You feel me?
Wow.
So
yeah.
I get away. I had to get away because if I didn't, you know, brother would have been locked up in jail or dead by now. You feel me? So, but the thing is that now is this the
somebody
end
put their
no,
phone
ain't.
On mute. Put your phone on mute.
Yeah, got somebody
somebody
in the house.
Somebody
tonight.
At Exotic though.
Oh,
somebody
we're rocking
the
live. We hope that you can get your dick day, don't you dare go away. Power to the beat.
Yeah,
I
understand
yeah,
I what you
I was
mean.
That was out of there.
not being around white folks like that. I understand. You know, I tolerate them because I live in an international city. You gotta, and then they throwing these Mexicans all over us, and
that's
immigrants
the white
all over.
Mexican is in them the new white people. Them the new.
Okay,
white
but let me drop down some numbers for you to think about. That you know, this is all by design, brother. And okay, what's this?
Sure.
2023
sure.
And 1923. 98% of black folks worked for white folks. In 2023, 98% of black folks worked for white folks. Hello.
I guess they knew they might. Anybody here? Anybody there?
I'm still here.
It's just me and you, huh?
Akbar, he keeps going in and out because he closed right now.
You called Akbar or did you call a 515 number?
No, I ain't call a 505 number.
You call a Akbar number?
The 515 number.
Oh, okay.
I call the station. Oh, okay. That's why.
Oh, okay. I'm on his number. But even though he muted, y'all can still hear me. You feel me? So, because I called y'all one at first, y'all couldn't hear me. Yeah.
Right. So, you know, that's on my agenda this week. I hope it goes well and ends well. I'm trying to, you know, break the ice to have everybody's mouth before we talk about it and break the ice again at the end and crush it that time. But, yeah, it's a lot of pressure. And this is what you do when you are a parent getting involved in a school that teaches your children. Even though the majority of us go to public schools, there are so many things that you can do just inside your school to improve the condition of it or where your kids go on a daily basis. You have the power to make the rules of the school or choosing the principal, the budget, where it goes. And this is the power that we need to know about how to get more involved. And help our community so you can have that neighbor who have that child that little mother come over and keep it with their children. And have
oh, man, they're cutting up here in Washington tonight, baby. I don't mean to cut across, but I can't hear a thing. So, man, we're live right here at Black Power Radio. Got it pumped up. We promise you, Dr. Critical Truth Bay is shortly And we should have Brother Jahari from Kent City. In Kent City, Washington, D.C., we'll be building Kent City to end homelessness in Washington, D.C. Oh, we're so proud of our youth, and they're getting up all over America behind the message of Kent City, Washington, D.C. Oh, everything is live here. Nothing Memorex tonight. We'll give you more of what you listen to the radio for. Stick State of Truth. There, go away right here on Black Power Radio. Beginning to shake, Kelly Mark Brown on the ground in Washington, D.C. It's a potentially fair city, but it's a beautiful city. And we want to kind of call it Banneker Town for some reason. Banneker Town is more befitting of a city like the caliber of the so-called District of Columbia. We're going to make all that bygones be bygones. And they go on and get a new song, right? And we're going to keep rocking. We've got RRR out on the west side. We got Black Lightning live. Are y'all both live on Black Power Radio? Let's see. We should have them both. Let's see. Either they should be calling.
Yeah, I'm on here. Yeah, RRR. I'm here.
RRR is right there. So stick to there with your dad go away. And keep rocking. You there, Black Lightning? Oh, we get some down home blues. We're going to play it every other record or two. Come on. Rock. We rock in the house here, DC. Oh, we know we don't play around with the blues up in here. On a Sunday afternoon, playing it every other record or two. Oh, we about to rock here. We're going to rock your socks off and put your pants off and give your toast off to the food and let you go. Another toast to the fool that got him now. So power to the people. Rock that mic, Brother RRR. We're going to locate Black Light. You there, Switchblade? Are you still live with us? We got us a Switchblade live
right
in the
here.
House. Somewhere
I'm
out
right
there.
Here.
Let you and RRR rock
I'm
that
here.
Mic. We got Truth Bait coming up right behind. Brother RRR, Switchblade, Black Light, and all the rest of the Black Power listening audience. All them dynamite hosts we got here, right here on Black Power Live, man, don't you know? Don't you know? We'll give you more of what you listen to. You're ready for your phone. Come on. My. Here we are, live on Black Power Radio, Black Power.
It's yours, Switchblade.
I'm right here eating.
I'm feeding my face. Put some fried fish and some mac and cheese and some
tater. That sounds real good right now.
My daughter took it. My baby girl got it here and burned it for me. Yes, it's
been
man.
She's smacking her lips, huh? Licking them fingers.
Man.
Tearing it up.
She sold out.
Yeah. Yes, she throwed down on it. Yeah, you put your foot in it. That's what's up.
My daughter did.
Oh, she did? Mm-hmm. Okay, how old is she?
My baby daughter. Yeah. My baby daughter, 28.
Mm-hmm. Okay. She a little Susan Miss Homemaker with the in the kitchen. Okay. Miss Betty Crocker.
She did.
That's cool.
That's when you harvest. That's their harvest right there. You feel me?
Yeah, they always said your medicine cabinet is supposed to be in your kitchen.
Yeah,
so,
what?
You know, if you know how to cook, you know how to cure something.
Mm-hmm. That's a creation of times, cooking.
Yeah.
Soul food, that's what they call it, soul food. Soul food,
you know,
is our soul.
Always,
we had to eat off, remember we had to eat off of nothing. We made everything, chicken wings, gumbo, everything fine. You feel me?
All that fine. You know what boggles my mind? The thing that boggles my mind is these white folks went all around the world and still everybody sees this, and they food don't taste like shit to this day. How that happened?
Mm-hmm. Chicken and waffles, all our shit. They should talk. Found us for eating KFC. Now, we made KFC famous.
Yeah, we did. TikTok is just giving away how nasty these white folks be cooking. Like, oh no, I would never.
No, I don't eat that shit. Yeah.
At potlucks, I always ask, "Who made this?
Yeah,
I'm good. Yeah, that's true. And I love potluck, but no, it depends on who you work with. I ain't trusting nothing no white folks. In fact, when we make a list, so to make sure that we don't get the same thing or get or create the same thing, we always suggest you get the popping chips and the ice. Okay, that's what you can do.
Yeah.
We got to all work together. Come on. I stopped working with white folks for a long time. I can't, it's like been almost 10 years since I worked with a white person in corporate office like that. You know, I don't got to see y'all every day.
I ain't worked with white folks in about 30 years. You feel me? I got my own business. I got the hair business. Shit, you feel me? So I cater to my people. So I'm a black entrepreneur. I don't work for them. You feel me?
All right.
So that's why my mental status is like kind of a little different than people who write for white folks. It's different because you don't want to go to work the next day and say something wrong. I don't give a fuck about saying something wrong and going to work the next day. You feel me? So
me either.
It's on that aspect. You feel me? So
right,
a lot of us do. Got a lot of they do. But we got a lot of them, though. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, it is what it is. You know, we just know who we are. A lot of they're gonna mess.
You know what they hate about us? They hate that we're direct and we call bullshit out. That's what it is.
Yeah, because they used to tell us what to do and everything. You look at it, even in sports, the referees is white. The judges is white.
The
jury is white. Everybody's white. And so they feel they got to tell us something. That's why we stepping in right now like, we ain't listening to you no more.
Right.
You feel me? So what the fuck? For what? But you going to tell us to go left when we supposed to go right? We don't want to do that. You feel me? We got discernment. We got a lot of resources. We got people in their area.
And
they same degree,
know what?
With their same title.
These new age white folks, they real mad because they don't have the privileges that they parents and grandparents and shit had. They forefathers had. They can't just say nigga without getting checked for that. You know what I'm saying? You just can't point and wave or whatever.
That's what
they
make America great again. That's why
you
make America great again. Make niggas slave.
Just
make them niggas slave again. That's what make America great again. Is make a nigga a slave again. Not just a slave no more. It's about genocide, really. You know what I'm saying? But however, they're getting them.
Check this out, brother. Check this out. You know,
like
the game changer. Here's the game changer. These illegal immigrants and everything, they going to be the new slaves. They the new age slaves.
Man, they giving them $300. They giving them $300 a week.
A week.
They giving them fucking month.
They know
they giving them $300
a
week.
They're
they
not
them
going to fight against the government. They're not going to fight against the government. The government is helping them. That's why they are letting
them immigrants.
In.
They're immigrants. Yeah.
Yeah.
We're not immigrants. That's why our shit is about human. Our shit is about human law. Human. We're not even civilians. We're not citizens. And then what they call it, civil law and civilians and citizens. We got to fight for to be a fucking human. See, they can come over here, crawl on their fence. They get $1,200 a month. You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
They brought us over here with chains on us. And we ain't get shit. See, that's why we got the 1619 Rap Party demonstrating this shit, cracking this shit to the bottom. You feel me?
To the team.
Like, telling everybody about this shit. Yeah, like, man, we tired of being going for the banana and tailpipe. We fuck that banana. You feel me?
And I ain't rooting for no other group either. Fuck that. Hold on back.
They didn't play
us.
No vote in 2024. I don't give a fuck.
These white people got a nerve to say that they deserve reparations too. Bitch, you chose to come over here. Now let me get started. Let me stop. Mm-hmm. I'll be good. I forgot we recording. Let me be respectful. I apologize.
But ain't no respect. This the Black Panther, this new Black Panther, Black Power Radio. We talk how we want to talk. Ain't no, you pastors, that's what we're trying to pray. We about to go into these churches and turn these tables over. We don't give a fuck about these pastors and all these holy, so-called holy people. They ain't never got us nowhere. You feel me?
Yeah,
so, shit, pop out your tongue.
And nip some people. I cut it up. No, but yeah, I had children around when I was cursing. That's why I want to be a little bit more respectful of what I say. But when it is that time, trust me, I ain't holding no bars. Ain't no bars hold, just like no bars was hold when that senator came to the school that I represent. Dr. King, he promised all the kids pizza because he was so impressed with how intellectual and polite that they were when they came through. And I told the parents that was there, you know, this is a tax write-off, right? He getting his money back for that just to try to get our votes. So I gave them even a little prep talk before he came. I was like, look, listen to the trick words with minority, people of color. That's everybody except for Black folks who lineage go back to the slavery. Notice there's over 73% homeless in Chicago, and we make up a third of the city, but yet you got $51 million to spend just for 1 month for these illegal immigrants to come in. And then before then, Chicago was spending $20 million each month for the past like 6-7 months on these illegal immigrants to come into our city. But don't got a dime for us. Oh, if there is a race war that they're trying to prepare for, it definitely will strike Chicago one of the first. Because we're looking at these immigrants like, I wish you would say one motherfucking wrong thing to me. I swear to fucking God, I'll tear this shit up. And they're keeping their head low because they live in a rough, they putting them in the hood with drive-bys and robberies. And look, they didn't put them in the safest places. Let me just say that. But still, even then, that's still our community. And within our community, I hope this is a lesson for us to stick together. You know, how is it in your hood, in your neighborhood, in your community? I guess I was just talking to myself that whole time. I thought Brother was on the line with me. Okay, then. Pass the mic. Black. Peace.
Okay. I can hear my other obligations playing live in the background. Watch this. Oh, we're going to get live on Black Power Radio.
Y'all like that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, all right. Yeah, we just waiting up a little bit for our beloved Dr. Keith Bain will be in the studio shortly with you live here on Black Power Radio, just rocking coast to coast. They're doing it all up here tonight. All right, we're just happy to be live, broadcasting live, but put our studio up in the party tonight. We in the middle of the rumble here. We got all kinds of folk here from everywhere. D.C. area, celebrating 10th city here in Washington, D.C., and we hope that you will continue to support the efforts for the 10th city in Washington, and it is an effort to end homelessness in Washington, and we hope that everyone will do what you can to make a difference. I know it. When you're reaching out to meet the needs of others, everybody's not always able to chime in at the same time. But you know, I know our hearts are in reparation. Our hearts and minds are in ending just the battle that we've been in, 100-year battle, to get some form of reparation, some form of bringing about a difference. And right now we're making that difference. We here at the Black Panther Party, there are others and many other organizations fighting for justice. And I don't know, brothers and sisters, we're just so dedicated to the cause that it's hard to miss us. Anywhere that you got freedom fighting going on, anytime you got liberation going on, then you got it going on. That's right, Quiet the Kept, you got it going on. For Black Power Radio, we are live right here in the city of Washington, D.C. Live celebration for the 10th city of Washington. Oh, you get at the top of the key, shoot the 3-4. Wherever you are, make a difference. Make sure you make a difference. All right. So we're going to play a little something here for you. Something you might have missed on the early end of the show. And we're going to put it right here on Black Power Radio. Radio on Black Power Radio. We got Black Lightning back in the house. Been a week tour of the studio, and we're live here in Washington, D.C. Celebration for Tent City. Got some friends of mine here. Oh, we rocking the house coast to coast. Don't you know? Give me your boat. I want you to listen to your radio boat. Don't you know? You're right here live on Black Power Radio. You're live with us on Black is right here with us. Go ahead and rock that mic. Black Power, Black Power.
Live and living blackness. We're live and living blackness tonight, y'all. Whoa. Okay. I'm going to reword the question that I put out there a couple of weeks ago. Well, I'm going to say it in a way everybody can understand it. It was a riddle. Riddle me this, black man. it's like this. If the old me didn't, I had to leave the old me behind to resurrect Black Lightning, you know, because a fool and his bricks are soon parted. Put it like that. So, direction. So, that's why I said about Malcolm. See, Malcolm had to rise above being Detroit Red so he could become El Haj Malik El-Shabazz for our people, you know? So he had to rise above it so he could become a black nationalist. You know, so he can learn under the tutelage of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, you know. So, and I think every time I think of Elijah Muhammad, the words pop in my head, they say the oppressor is not, well, he said the white man is not a devil, he's the devil. I'm just quoting. And then, it's so hard for a true man of God to stifle the words. So if they might have came out the wrong way the first time, so we just change words around so it won't come out the wrong way, it come out the right way. We won't be like Sheriff Wrong Way down there, Wrong Right, down there in Spartanburg, soon to be... sitting behind some of his own prison bars, you know, his own detention center. Wonder if he'll come out alive, since so many of us haven't, you know. And in Texas, they have 27 deaths in the detention center. In West Virginia, they're like around 20 deaths in the detention center. So this is not, it's not just Spartanburg. They have detention centers everywhere. They must have got together and pulled up a plan. The governor or somebody, them governors probably got together and said, let's eliminate some folks. Because that's what it seemed like. So the Department of Justice is going to have to get dead in their shit. And it's up to our people not to stand idly by and let them kill each other. Let them kill us. That's why one of the best Panther sayings from 66 that I recall is saying everybody should have a shotgun near the window, you know, and that'll stop a whole lot of shit, you know. Say ain't nobody gonna have a knee on your neck when they know grandpa is at the window with that shotgun, you know. And well, and grandpa seriously is not worried about doing no time. He'd rather bust that behind than to worry about time, you know what I mean? So we got to do more than just aim cameras. You know, I'm not saying aim guns. I'm saying, but we got to stand up. So some of these oppressors could get pushed up off our people. Even one of our comrades was grabbed by a white man that had nothing to do with what was going on. So he'll be on that white wanted poster with the rest of them Zimmermen. But see, we're not going to let them get to the Zimmermen part of it. Not this time. Zimmerman taught me a very great lesson, and I think we should all learn something from Zimmerman, which is I can stand my ground just like he did. Yeah, so if one of these oppressors want to run up on me and think he's going to put his knee on my neck, I'm going to do a Zimmerman to his ass. You know? And I mean legally. I'm not saying to go out here and take matters in your own hands. I'm saying just like Doc said, this is self-defense. The new Black Panther Party for self-defense. That don't mean I'm going to stand there and let you do nothing to me. That mean I'm going to stand there and let you do nothing to our people, especially being the National Minister of Defense. It ain't because of the title. It's just what we do. Some of us built like this. And I don't get on here and give out any confessions about what I've done, because I know some people are like, oh, you ain't bust a grape. Well, I bust more grapes than your ass has ever had. You might have bust a grape now and then, but I bust grapes on a regular, you know, when I was, before I transitioned to Black Lightning. Before I transitioned to Black Lightning, yeah, cross to the other side of the street, because it ain't safe on my side, you know what I mean? And so wasn't no oppressors even thinking about putting their foot on our neck. I was reminiscing about a brother of mine that they were trying to hit with nightsticks, and I covered him up. I covered him up with my body, you know, because he had just got out of the hospital having an appendix operation. And his stitches were bleeding when I walked up, and I said, right. What happened? And then when they tell me what happened, I'm like, oh, hell no, not today. And I said, there they go right there. So before you know it, we got about 10 cops and nightsticks all over my back, and I'm still calling them a bunch of punk-ass MFs. Try not to cuss on that one, boom shaka like a cracker. So I'm going to hand it back, Black. I'm going to hand it Black over to National Chairman, because I got to unload some groceries. I got to unload some groceries, but I'll be Black with you, and I'm not going nowhere. I'm Black on the prowl. We like Black Man and Robin, the dynamic duo, just like Bass Reeves and Lightfoot. Lightfoot and Bass Reeves. Bass Reeves was the original Long Ranger. And the reason he was a Long Ranger, because them crackers wasn't in hell. That's why. Because they too busy helping each other. They want to make sure a Black man fail at that task. They would hate for a Black man to be better than them. But guess what? He was better than them. You know? And so we didn't have no Indian scout pasteurized Indian. You know, he didn't have one of them. And he had Lightfoot with him. Lightfoot was like me, you know. So when I see Bass Reeves and Lightfoot, I think of Sheikh Imam Akbar and Black Lightning. He shouldn't get past this, you know. And he might try, but he ain't get past this. And before they even reach a barrage of cannon fire, they'll get that beat down of the lifetime from yours truly, if it need to be. So we don't go on half cocks there. If it don't need to be, it don't need to be. You just need somebody to move along, you just move them along. It's simple as that, you know? But you do it the right way. Because we got to get, as a people, we got to get in the habit of doing things the right way. Flying off the handle and doing things the wrong way is because daddy wasn't around. See, daddy was in prison. Daddy was locked up. So daddy wasn't there to show the right way, you know? Because if daddy was there, daddy would be like, nah, don't fly off the handle. They forget them, you know? So if they want some, just come on over here. We'll give them some. But they didn't never want any. When daddy was around, they didn't want none. They want none. None at all. You know what I'm saying? So when daddy come out the house, it's a done deal. Done deal. See, my granddaddy, I'll give y'all a little story, but it ain't no confession. Because my granddaddy and them, they gone. They in the upper heavens now. See, my granddaddy went over to the neighbor house when they want to attack our family. See, he went in the house. Let me put it like that. And I seen dude running out his own back door. So some of us are built like that. Some of us is raised like that. So let's start raising ours up to be warriors, raise ours up to be lawyers, bankers, doctors, chemists, bakers, constructionists, builders, and lobbyists, and have our own Black government, you know? And we're going to need people who can sit at that seat and know how to divide those millions of dollars out so that we don't go broke. You know what I mean? Because the like my daddy said, the name of the game is making money. So that's the name of the game. It's getting money, keeping money. That's the name of the game. And I got that from an awesome player, gangster, you know. who wore them diamond rings and the mink coats and leased them convertible Eldorados every year, I thought he was rich. I was like, damn, daddy got a new Eldo every year, convertible. Just like, hey, I'm going to chip off the old block. He got one, I got one. Hey, but that's all I could afford at the time. Because if it's left up to me, I go ahead and spend $30,000 and get us a bus, you know, have 20, have 30 comrades, 30, 40, 50 comrades all armed to the teeth on a bus with blacked out windows. That's how I see it. So I'm going to put it out there again. I hope y'all hearing me, and I hope y'all feeling me, and I hope y'all put some money in the pit, in the till this time. I don't want to keep saying, oh, did anybody say hashtag bus for us? You know, or is my words just going in limbo? Well, maybe it'll be like Malcolm X speeches later on down, maybe 30, 40 years from now. Yeah, they'll be looking at it saying, oh, man, say here it is. Say, here, I'm going to play some Malcolm X for you. I'm going to play some Adam Clayton Powell for you. I'm going to play some Martin Luther King for you. I'm going to play some Khalid Muhammad for you, and I'm going to top that shit off with some goddamn black light. I don't want to be nobody else. I don't want to be the second to nobody except for my daddy. But we've already passed that, you know. Already took his nickname. They call him Lo Fu Tiger in Chinatown, or in San Francisco. Lo Fu Tiger. That means he had hands. He had hands. You know, he ain't know no kung fu. All the kung fu came my way. I'm the little dragon. Shit, Pop had hands. Pop ain't know no kung fu. He'll knock your ass out. Pop, hey, you tailgate him, he's going to get out of the car and he's going to snap that seatbelt. You better have your door locked because he will snatch that door open. So we got some heavenly angels watching over us now. That's why this is a divine black revolution. We got some angels up here watching over us now. You know what I mean? And there wasn't no punks when they were living. So ain't no Confederate angel, demons going to come up on us without getting their asses kicked. Shit, I get that whisper in the ear, say, hey, this is not time to go. Say, wait an hour, and then go, you know? Now, the chairman, I'll tell you real quick. Say, I always get my orders from above, you know? In order for me to follow my orders on earth, I have to get my orders from above. Saying, yes, that's what you're going to do. So when we got them orders from above saying, Tulsa, Oklahoma, here we come, you know? And when we got the orders from General Azrael to hit Gastonia, only take a couple of seconds to find out if it was approved from above. So it wasn't even no thinking about it. So when God approved it, I'm gone. I'm loving it. But when God don't approve it, I'd be feeling a little bad sometimes because everybody be wanting me there. I'm like, man, I can't go. You know, I wasn't approved. And I've gone on times when I wasn't approved, and my car got totaled. How about that? You know? But that was a divine intervention, because if my car had not got totaled, a whole lot of stuff happened that night. I ain't even going to get into it. But if my car had been running, I might have been that one throwing bricks and wind up in the pokey. So Black Power, my beautiful people, we do it for y'all. We do it for the love and the prayers. We do it for the respect. We do it for the honor, you know. And so when they say, what did you do, you know, or was you part of the revolution? You know, not the marching, the real revolution. Was you part of it? Did you stand strong like a tiger? You know what I'm saying? Did you move 10 people out your way? Yeah. And without even having to tase them, without having to hit them with a nightstick, without having to poke them with that pig poker. Like, hell, I got more shit than, what's your name? Charleston White, he's trying to take a play out my damn playbook, except he got more money, so he got more guns. But as far as the other players, yeah, he must be watching me. And Seth Rollins on WWE, I know you're watching me because you keep on talking about, I am a visionary, and he always in it with, I am. I know you want to say it. Go ahead and say it one time, Seth Rollins. Say, I am a black revolutionary. Instead of saying, I'm a visionary, I'm a revolutionary. No, just let it slip one time. Say, I am a black revolutionary, you know? And I'm not a happy slave. Hey, Seth Rollins, if you're scared to say I'm a black revolutionary, just follow it up with, I'm not a happy slave, and I know you got it from me. Black Power.
Black Power. Black Power.
I'm handing it
over
to the best that ever did it. Black Power. National Chairman. Black Power.
We've got
Oh, don't forget to get 77 Bakers. Don't forget 77 Bakers. I got to leave them with 77 Bakers, so, because I would be remiss if I did not leave them with 77 Bakers. So we need to get a bus. We need transportation. It's like saboteurs are coming in there somewhere down the line. And now we need brand. So get us a bus. Black Power. Black Power.
Black Power.
Black Power. Black Power. Thank you so much. Okay, did you have something else, Double R, right there before we brought our Master Minister of Justice? Are you still there with us, Double R? Okay.
Oh, yeah, I'm just loving on the brother speak, man. It's just like open mic today, man. You know, I heard me earlier, but you know, about 1619. That's not president. You know what I'm saying? Filing is broke from everything else. So, I hope y'all got it.
There's something that's causing your mic to skip. Just dial straight back in. I'll put you in right behind Dr. Truth Bay. Dr. Truth Bay, are you ready to roll? See, we got her. I'll bet, sir. Let's get 951. Are you there? 951 605.
Hey, Black Family. Carlson Pierre.
I said, who?
Black Power.
Who's on 951 605?
That's Queen Shanette.
Who is it?
Queen Shanette. How y'all doing tonight?
Okay, go ahead and give it up for Dr. Critical Race Truth Bay is in the studio. I may have punched the wrong line. Let's try it one more time for Dr. Truth Bay. Let's try it one more time. They're going to come back in. But you're going to have to take it away, Dr. Truth Bay. We are live in D.C., and we may not be able to hear you, but Dr. Critical Truth Bay will complete it on this. The Deadly Gangs of South Carolina, Black Power. And we got everything live working here for in D.C. This is a celebration for 10 cities, Black Power.
Black Power.
Black Power. Power to the people. What's happening,
Black Power?
Power
to the people.
All right. So the deadly game continues. We are constantly, every week, you're going to hear something about being attacked, murdered, without accountability. Just simply horrible. So, spoke about Cyrus Belton, young 14-year-old, about 2 weeks ago, was on his way to the store, Shell gas station in South Carolina. And he was accused, as we have heard, of stealing water, in which, on camera, he was not. So a scuffle ensued inside the store, and Rick Chow and his son, who media conveniently did not name, gunned down this 14-year-old child in cold blood in the back. So when is it going to end? This gives me chills, such as Latasha Harlan, who also was killed by Asian owners. This was back in L.A. And same thing. She was accused of stealing orange juice and met her fate. She was only 96, 91. It's about the same age. So she was killed by Dorco Soon Ja Do, Korean store owner. And believe it or not, Soon Ja Do, at the time of killing Latasha Harlan back in March 16, 1991, actually went to trial and was not charged with murder. She actually was free to relocate her convenience store, since somebody pinted her out at the Antelope Valley years later. I believe she went into a different name. But when does it end, Black family? This is where it behooves me how white supremacy is shooting us through the door, as they did with AJ, mother of four, who watched their mother being killed right in front of them by Lauren, elderly white supremacist lady with no job, claiming that that's her house and her kids keep playing, AJ's kids keep playing in her yard and torture these kids. And we're going to discuss more about AJ's case on tomorrow's show. But today I want to focus on King Cyrus. King Cyrus Felton Max. So let's talk about Rick Chow. Now, Rick Chow is currently, he's 58 years old. His son should be in jail with him as well. But we only see that he's being charged with murder. But it's too early to celebrate Black family on charges. We can't celebrate on charges, as we've seen in the past, how these race soldiers either get a slap on the wrist or they get released based on good behavior after they murder us. So this is nothing that we can celebrate until he actually gets some jail time. And his son needs to get charged as well. So I need to find out, do some research here, because the media, like I said, conveniently left out the son's name. But he was the one that chased down Cyrus. Cyrus was probably scared. They did not release the footage that was in the Shell gas station, and that's something that we need to see. Hopefully there should be some type of video that should release concerning what happened inside that store, because that was told through that video that Cyrus, who was accused of stealing water bottles, was placed the bottles back, and he had no bottles upon his person when they found his lifeless body on the ground. So why does Rick Chow feel that he has the right to pull out a .38 Magnum? When you're pulling out a .38 Magnum, you're not pulling it out for show and tell. You're pulling that out because you want to take somebody's life. You're about to rectify some business. You're about to have somebody meet their maker. So the fact that this young 14-year-old child, and we must not let what the media say about him being a young man, this boy didn't even have peach fuzz grown yet for him to be considered a young man. He was a child, and they always like to overage young black children. They think that we are many adults by the time we're born. So we just want to reiterate and correct media that this was a child. And not only was he a child, but he was an honor roll student, STEM student, science, technology, engineering, and math student. So he was gifted, which makes this all the more horrifying. Remember Ralph, y'all? Ralph Yarl, not too long ago, the 16-year-old that was shot twice point blank by another aging white supremacist. Andrew, his last name behooves me. We'll just call him Satan. Andrew Satan, senior, who just didn't ask questions and shot him through the door, just like they did a GK, the mother of four. Gunned down in front of her children. If this doesn't enrage you, black family, I don't know what will. But this hits different
This was not a thug. This was a gifted child that had everything going for him. He had the qualifications to become the next president. Easy. Although we wouldn't want him to become president of this goddamn country. We want him to become better. As you know, the system runs this place, not individuals. But he had a great future. Cyrus Carmack Belton. This just, every time I say his name, it just leaves me speechless. But this is what South Carolina and many other states continue to do when they don't protect our bodies through legislation. There is a reason why they do not want us to have an anti-black agenda. There's a reason for that. And that is because they want to erase us. They want to make sure that we are exterminated. I guess we're going to release like that. We have some DJ music going on. We are live on Black Power Radio. Before we continue, I want to say thank you so much, first and foremost, for joining us on Black Power Radio every Sunday and Monday, where we have the most informative information for you anywhere around the internet, on the planet. So thanks for chiming in. If you want to support, go on our website, thenewblackpantherparty.com. You'll see all of our upcoming adventures and administration, what we're doing as far as upcoming events, promoting our march to Washington, so on and so forth. And also, if you'd like to donate as well, you could always $77Bakers. Each way, the revolution must be financed. So let's give and give and give. Now back to Cyrus Carmack Belton. We want to give our condolences first and foremost to his family, his mom especially, really, losing a child is never something that is easy to come over. So when you lose it in a matter of where white supremacists steal our bodies, takes the soul out of our bodies, and leave us for dead, what makes it even worse is that the accountability does not complete. So this is where we want to see what happens with Rick Chavez, what the sentence will be, because he is being charged for murder. But again, we don't know if he's going to either get bail later on or receive a life sentence. So it's still a long way to go. We'll be following and updating you concerning this case. But South Carolina itself, black family, it's enough. Enough is enough. As we go back to the days of our beloved Mabel Lane, Third was murdered by Spartanburg Sheriff Detention Center. And now we have Columbia, South Carolina on the map. There's a reason why South Carolina has to be released to us as an entire state of secession. Charleston was one of the biggest slave ports ever to exist at the time of chattel slavery. And even at the time where it was illegal to have indoor markets of slavery, Charleston still had their slave mart full up and running. So it doesn't surprise us with the fact of how they treat us. As I stated before, the roach syndrome, as they view us as cockroaches to step on and exterminate, we're not going to go negotiate with the oppressor on any way and means when we're not even viewed as human. And I guarantee you, Rick Chow, who has two prior shootings of similar manner, one in 2015 and one in 2018, shooting at black, like the same. But the Columbia sheriff, did they, South Carolina, did they do anything then? Absolutely not. So Rick Chow felt, hey, who cares if this young black kid is running away from us in fear of his life? I'm going to make sure he is shot dead because we just don't like black folks, period. That was the mentality Rick Chow had with his son while he chased down this boy. So murder charges are not enough. We need to have our own form of justice. When it comes down to killing our children, it's a different perspective. Bad enough when you kill a mother innocently, but when it's a child that is an honor roll student, that has to push you to want to do things to focus on protecting our precious babies. Those who want to vote for Biden and vote for the Democratic plantation moving forward after the egregiousness for the last 2 years of this administration telling you that our black bodies mean nothing, you will personally have a campaign for those Uncle Tom and Sambo that are deciding to vote for the Democratic Party, let alone voting, period. This is where we say the buck stops here. There has to be some type of atonement given, some type of consequence that we as black folks have to hold for building this country, continue to work for the plantation and paying our taxes to the man, and then most of our taxes going into immigration, going into LGBTQIA, Rainbow Coalition, going to Afghanistan and Ukraine. This is where our taxes are going. You could ask Chicago and New York, what's happening right now with the overpopulated black families there. So when is enough going to be enough black families that we're going to stand up and say, let me unite, let me not bullshit around, let me focus on what I need to get on, let me learn policy, let me focus on these politicians and learn something rather than staying and watching TV and sports all damn day while I watch my black children and brothers and sisters die on a daily basis just because of the color of our skin. That's the smoke that we have for you Negroes too. The complacent ones that are making it much harder for the revolutionary bodies trying to make a change. We have smoke specifically for you because we have to hold each other accountable more than the oppressors. So with that being said, I'm going to round back out to the mic to whoever want to speak. And we'll round off with an update and a call to action concerning the advocacy for Columbia, South Carolina, and the children that have to go through what Cyrus Belton Mack has to go through. Black power.
Black power. I'd like to tell it on that. You spoke about that 92 era. They don't know that in L.A. It wasn't about no Rodney King. It was about Latasha Harlins. It happened in 91 when she got shot in the back of her head for $1.79 orange juice by an Asian woman. At the same time, the same year, Asian man in Glendale kicked a white man's dog. He was sentenced 3 to 5 years. This is what America is teaching immigrants in our society. Same thing with the Latinos. Talk about the cockroach. Mayate. That's what the word mayate is, a cockroach. That's what they call us. Like nigger, that's the nigger word, mayate.
Yep.
You got to understand that blacks got enemies in all shades and societies that's in the United States. We fighting against them all. It's us against the world. For the solution to be, would be us to resolve this as saying that we need to have the same status, but better, as the Native Americans. This is the Article 5 Convention. This is what you go on 1%, onepercentage.org, sign, pass on. That's how we going to take something. Because we going to pin do them like they pinned it up. And black folk, if you don't turn this light on, you ain't woke. Come on here, you will get woke. So I tell you this, stay woke. I yield black.
There has to be a point of change, what we say. What am I going to do from this point on? Well, one of the plan of action is, as Comrade Abelard just mentioned, is to sign a petition. We cannot move forward without self-governance. What we want on the ballot for November 2024 is each and every black man and woman to become their own president. We're not endorsing anyone but yourself. That's the difference between the 1619 Reparations Party and the other parties. Now, we're going to discuss at length, Black Family, the People's Party candidate, Cornel West, who decided to put his ballot in for presidency. There's a lot to unpack with this man. But we're going to give you the skinny on that on June 25th and 26th. Background on Cornel West. A lot of involvement that the public may not know about. But he is a likable guy, you know. He uses a lot of good words. He's very articulate, very well-spoken. I mean, he's like a human dictionary. That's what we used to call him. Back in the day, the human dictionary. He born and raised in Sacramento, so he's a Cali baby. But he putting his name in this presidential ring. Does it shake it up a little bit? I don't know. That's what we're going to discuss. But I need you to really look at what our vote really means. This is why they shipped hundreds and thousands of immigrants, almost 60,000 immigrants from Florida and Texas. They shipped them to Chicago and New York, Black Family, just a couple of weeks ago. Eric Adams, you know, decided to chew at the Biden administration and started talking to his New York constituents, telling them that they have to house them, you know, asking taxpayers to use their own homes to house these immigrants. Because they're running out of space. Chicago, yeah, schools that were closed down, and all of a sudden, those schools were open to have hundreds of immigrants, at least 6,000 of them, to sleep there. So when it comes to the black neighborhoods, you've got to understand gentrification is the meal of the day. It's the soup of the day. It's the entree. They eat it morning, noon, and night. Extermination. But for us, we allow this to happen primarily because we don't become proactive. So this is where we're going to change June. October 16th, 2023, March on Washington. If you are sick and tired of being sick and tired, then you need to be there. You need to let your voice heard. You need to join a party that's going to represent you. This is what the 1619 Rep Party is. It is a political party that is for specifically descendants of slaves. That's why it's called 1619. Now tell me one person, one organization, one law, one political body that is actually helping and leading the charge for black people. Just give me one, Black Panther. There's not many out there. But if you have the blueprint laid in front of you, then this is what you need to do. Just complete the plans of action.
Just your mic. Just your mic.
All right, so we got some music in the background. We have Shaky Mama for our background. Rock out.
Oh,
Okay, we're Black Hill Down. Let's see what we got. Well, we're rocking live in Black Power Radio. Washington, D.C., we really can't get you guys in the studio at all. All right. Well, we've lost the city again. We'll be getting it back shortly. Let's see, who do we have on air now? Who do we have on air? I'm trying to see. Who do we have live on air now?
Double R.
Double R, you're right there with us. And who else is with us? Doc, you right there with us?
Doc Bay.
Okay. Okay. Dr. Truth Bay, you're there with us? Let me see.
Black Power.
Okay, Black Power. And we're just trying to line up here to get the studio back or black. We got a live show. Every now and then they'll knock us offline. So we got to wait for them. I had to restart the whole computer that time. But we're happy everyone is here. We're doing a live, just a celebration with those that letting them know about Tent City. And we're building something in the vision of the Honorable Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. to eradicate a big portion of the black homeless can be helped if people would just support the Black Panther Party through this issue of reparations and support us on the idea of building a tent for a young college student. The college student will turn that tent over to a homeless person in the fall. And if we do it the way we know we can do it, we can have a homeless person in a home before it freezes in Washington, at least. I don't know about the rest of them. You better go back to Chicago. You better get started now. But in D.C., we think we can build a house before it freezes from fall until it freezes. We can build a decent two-bedroom house for anyone that can qualify and delegate the homeless as any eligible for free. And homeless, and they got out. That's the conditions, and we hope that we'll be able to build a lot of houses. Just keep the strong support, keep focused, keep the vision on the right place at the right time. I'm going to turn the mic back over to you for a minute, and I'm going to get the studio back up as well. So I'm glad that you all were patient with us tonight and getting through all of this. All kind of people here that's ready to fight for reparations. City Councilman McDuffie, there's so many that are fighting for reparations because there's strong opposition, as you know. Just because we believe that we have faith in it, it don't mean the world is going to do a damn thing to support you. If you don't do it yourself, then damn it, it might not get done. Black power. Black power is strong. Black revolution. We're back on air to Tampa Studio, so you all can talk in the interim. Black power. Black power.
Black power. Black power. And I had an update right now, if anybody listening. In August, Al Sharpton plans to fund buses to go down to D.C. to vote. We supposed to rebuttal this. This is what we against. We say no reparations 2023, no vote 2024. He's telling everybody to vote in 2024. Another one of these black faces, these house niggas. As in Django movie, these Stevens. He is Stevens. We can't support that. So I advise everybody, we can get a little bit more information later. If y'all willing, y'all need to rebuttal. Get on them buses. Put a hoodie on. With a shirt underneath. We're talking about no vote, no reparations, no vote. I just want to add that to this agenda. I yield back.
Yeah, so March in the National Action Network, voting rights, women's rights, if that's what they support, we support, they support reparations as well, or join the bandwagon. So we'll keep you updated on the August March to Washington, in which NAN will be putting together. Point is to assimilate to the point of takeover. Okay, so National Action Network wants to support voting rights. So we're also all asking to support reparations, which they do have an agenda for reparations. What is it? We don't know because they haven't put it out. All we know is that it needs to match what the needs of the people are. Minimum $5 million per descendant of slaves and land. Land, land, land. And that's what the name of the game is, land. So identifying the property, building on it, what we are requesting. So on June 29th, in Sacramento is the last hurrah for the Channel 1 Reparations Task Force. They are supposed to deliberate on the 9th, and then a whole year, Black Families Love the Community, is a whole year that's supposed to pass the legislation. Who will be here? This is the way of the
I can't hear you. I can't hear you. National mic up. I can't hear you. National, mute your mic, please.
No, that's National Chairman Goldman. So I think we're going to pass back to National Chairman.
Hello?
So on June 29th in Sacramento, it's supposed to be the last California Task Force hearing. We want everyone to be available for that day. The address of where it's going to be, oh, nope, it's 1500. It's actually at the Secretary of State building, located at 1500 West 11th Street. 1500 11th Street, first floor auditorium. So it's March Kong Yu, Secretary of State Building, Sacramento, California, 95814. This is in person, and you can call in. Well, Comrade Double R, if you have that number readily available, we need to disseminate that to the public. If you cannot be there in person, it is imperative that you call in before 9 a.m., I believe around 8 a.m., they start opening the phone lines. 8 a.m. Pacific Standard, that would be 11 a.m. Eastern. So if you are available on that day, that morning, we need you to call in to lend your support concerning reparations, the declaration. Now, what we want to do for those families who are eligible for reparations, they want to know, well, how do I qualify for reparations? First and foremost, you have to know who you are, meaning that some families, they are able to pass down their history generation. They're able to trace back based on land rights. Many of the ancestors that bought the land, you know, they're able to trace back with a title deed. Some are able to trace back on the census, 1870 census. There are two censuses that slaves were placed on, only two. Some can trace there, but what if you say, well, what if I can't trace? What if I have no record? That's very good, because a lot of us don't have records. But again, it's how you put your case together. If you, in any court, any hearing, you got to have your paperwork in order for you to have a fair trial. Well, I'm saying a fair trial. I'm sorry, I take that back. We black people in America, there ain't no such thing as a fair trial. I take that back. Sorry. But I mean, in order to have, in order to file your case, you got to have a synopsis of what you're suing for, what your case is about. This is the same instance of your family lineage. If you're unable to trace, you're unsure. Many of us have grandmothers or mothers or that know that they have lived down south somewhere and they have family history. There's a way that you can trace back who you are, even though many, many, many records have been destroyed. But it's how you put your kids together. Let me tell you something, black family. How you qualify for reparations is simply how you present your case. That's all I can tell you. So you say it's DNA. DNA is not going to be the determining factor. Reparations, I'm telling you right now, is going to be something that we are tailor-making. It has to be a tailor-made requirement because this is the first ever in any situation that's containing black issues that the closure, the actual finalization for reparations comes from the federal government. It will not come from your state. Even though your state is putting task force, they're doing deliberations, Gavin Newsom signed a bill, blah, blah, blah. That's all fine and dandy, but the ultimate regression is with the federal government. Your state is just the facilitator. So if you want to unify and sign up for a petition or inquire about joining the movement, this is the table to do so. You are going to request reparations in numbers. That's what it says, power in numbers. So our request to the Biden administration, Congressional Black Caucus, is $5 million per descendant of slaves. $5 million per descendant of slaves. And we have our chairman, Bishop Williams, that's going to chime in and tell us a little bit about that as well. Hi, Bishop Williams. Welcome to Black Power Radio.
We're just discussing
on reparations. Can you tell us your take on what you feel the last meeting, June 29th in Sacramento, what do you hope to see to accomplish?
Well, I hope to see that, number one, that $5 million be paid to everybody. And that's what I want to see. No $5 million, no vote next
that's
year.
That's right. No reparations, no vote. No $5 million, no vote. No land, no vote.
No $5 million. No $5 million. So that's what it's supposed to be paid out early, $5 million. For the last
right.
2 years.
Right. That's right. We don't want payment plans. We don't want programs. We need one lump sum and to be left alone. That's just what it is.
Right. No $5 million, no votes.
Right on.
So, I just think for us, we just need to start to speak the truth. And everything. The only way we're going to get the support we need here in America is starting to speak the truth and setting ourselves up for Black White House in Sacramento. I mean, in Washington, D.C.
That's
Black,
right.
A Black White House, Black congressmen, Democrats, Republicans, everything. No, not Democrats.
A real Black Wall Street.
Yeah, real right and wrong with real Black people on it. because a lot of them now Chamber of Congress, the black in Congress, a lot of them is Ku Klux Klan, just like the whites are.
Right.
A lot of things they don't want to do for their peoples in their community.
That's correct. So we want to build a black house. You know what would be even better? If the black house is built by white slaves. And how he'll black.
That part.
I like to see it built by black people.
Yeah.
No,
well, that is
no
definitely
more.
Part of why we
using
the national land.
We reversing the psychology on them. They're going to build for us now when we get our land. You got to understand that America is 2.27 billion acres of land. The government owes 680 millions of land here. We go off for half this land. You pay us on the rest that you sold. So you got to understand, when they give it to us, they're going to have to make sure that everything is livable. And we going for the land, the water, the air. We going for all them rights. It ain't just money. We going to do the money. The money going to come.
Yeah, we can't, I know, but... Don't get upset, man, because we ever talk about money, man. We want it all, man.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. That's all I was saying. Don't forget our land, though. Don't forget our land.
No, we're not going to get the land. Forget the land. What I'm talking about, mm-hmm. I'm going what the governor promised here.
Yeah. All right.
As we're closing the festivities here in Washington and pushing the movement for the tent city and for reparations and all that is due to us to be coming to us, and we'll stand up to demand and take charge of our posts. And Dr. King said that those liberations, emancipation, justice and freedom is not going to be given to us. If we want that, we have to take command of justice, take command of freedom, emancipation, liberation, or any noble aspiration that could be both of the ladies for getting a decent life in America, then you have to make that happen. You can't wait on that. You know we're doing the Kent City down there for reparations, brother. You did a wonderful job. We love that song, man. That's right. Yeah. Man, we'll call you. We did the same reparations on the ball. October 16th. Come on, baby. Come on. Yeah. Same thing for the reparations song. Man. We're
going to be on October 16th. I did Black Lives Matter. I did the big event for
reparations. But we need you down there
for the reparations.
Hey, but back to it,
though. On June 29th, we'll be our last meeting for the reparations here in California. The number is toll free. You guys need to bombard them because we don't want the Kansas and Karens to be calling in there. The number is 844-291-5495. I repeat, call this at 8:30 on March 29th. I mean on June 29th. I'm sorry. Yes. June 29th. At 8:30, start calling. They'll tell you got 29 minutes. You got whatever minutes. I'll be calling back in every 5 minutes. But then, okay, let me get a toll-free number one more. 844-291-5495. And a participant code is 396-8101. You have to put this code in. It's 396-8101. But listen, black people, once she answered the phone, this is the trick. I called before. They failed to give it to me. Ask them what your number is. Say, lady, I need a number.
Don't tell them that you're going to put you on hold. You need a number. Once they give you that number, you listen, and they will call your number. Make sure you have a number. Are you a black?
Yes. Usually a two-digit number. And I tell you now, you know, I called in one time. Man, they sometimes got to give a different name if they know who you are.
I have
just celebrated Washington,
every
D.C.
paper that everything that Lincoln written for blacks, I have that. And I really believe that Lincoln was a black man and everything.
Now we just go on. Let's work on
the power. We got it live at the performance here in Washington, D.C. Let me see. Well, thank you all for coming tonight, for supporting the movement for the Kent City for Reparations, D.C. The band loves us. Y'all been picking up some of the sounds here. The same guy that's here tonight that did the song for Black Lives Matter, did the song for the Million Man March. He'll probably do the song for Kent City as well. And we got all of the good information. We've been just excited about all that's going on surrounding the Kent City and all of the uses there as well. Who do we have on 202 to 202-355? Are you live? You're live on Black Power Radio. You want to say
yes.
Something for DC?
Hello?
On behalf of DC? Yes, who is that? Brother John?
Yes, I want to go to Washington, D.C.
D.C., Kent City. Go ahead, Brother Jahari.
Yes, indeed. How are you all doing today?
Are we doing great, right, man? Right. Great to hear you, Brother Jahari. He's ahead of the and we're happy to have you.
So talk to us a little bit about what you did so far, Charlie. I'm sorry, I need you to say that again.
Okay. I want you to tell us a little bit of what you have in your vision for Kent City for Reparations, D.C.
Well, my vision for Kent City Reparations for D.C. is firstly making our intention clear and why we think this is a good aim at reparations for our people, firstly. And that's kind of what I'm on here to speak to you about, Aqua, and to speak to everyone on, is just to provide me with the clearest clarity possible. And so my first question would be, do we have a specific direction of a reparation in mind? Like a specific reparation?
Now, I can
give it to you, Brother, this is Devil R.
Go ahead.
I am inquired about the information about what the task force has presented us from meeting one all the way to meeting 18 coming up. If I can let you know right now, task force, the word reparation means repair. They're not repairing anything in none of these studies. They're nitpicking, okay? So when you get a reparation task force in your city or state, you make sure that you feel that everything that they study from day one, from 1619, being the first, listen, this is the boat I took. They told us that they stole us in 1619. So therefore, we was eating fufu in 1619 in Africa. Remember? Fufu is a main dish in Africa. They kidnapped us, brought us over here. They raped every one of us. So they married us. They put the last name America on the back of us. This is my vision of reparation. This is how you repair it. Now all of a sudden, we even got you on a Johnny Cochran on a criminal because you did all the atrocities you committed the first human hate crime against us on this soil. So you are sentenced to life on millions of people that die. Even when you hung that little girl, 3 years old, that picked that coin up because you didn't even want us to think about having money, and you hung her for 3 months. So mentally, they destroyed us on a criminal fact. Now we're going to push this to a family law settlement. What happens when you marry somebody? Because, of course, they married us. When they put their little wee-wee in my women and gave us kids, and we got the blood in this, we ain't none of us is full African. So you know you got the blood, and if you do your DNA. But now all of a sudden you married us. We got your blood, yeah. Papa. So what happened when you do and you marry somebody and they want a divorce? Yeah. And you win the divorce. We won this. We got shiploads and shiploads of evidence. What we get, yeah. We get half your money, half your land. You owe us alimony. You owe us child support and attorney fees. That's the point. That's the fact. That's all how we going to go. Forget this $300,000, $5 million, or whatever they want to give us. We won't have what they got. This is double law. Yeah. I yield black power.
Black power. Black power. I do understand your direction in a clear sense at this point in time. But what my intention with that question was to provide some clarity on a true sense of restorativeness, in the sense that I don't think necessarily a reciprocal of funds or giving of funds towards the black community would be the most ideal reparation, in the sense that our money would go smoothly back into the white power structure. And we don't want that to happen. And so I think a better step at approaching this is possibly getting the word out in these schools to these young children. Because to have the consciousness that we all share, it takes a little bit of free thinking. Not a little bit, a lot of it actually. A lot of bit of free thinking and a lot of education, and those things a lot of black folk that are primarily and solely intended on a financial benefit wouldn't understand. It wouldn't even contemplate to understand, if you see what I'm saying.
We've been working in this for 2 years, going to a lot of meetings and everything, and they were saying that in the beginning we'll get $5 million. I think we need to go for some money. But don't stop working. We're going to Washington, D.C., but we should get what we can out of California, that $5 million. And then we go on to Washington, D.C., because I want to file for the state of Alabama, too.
Yeah.
Reparations to all the southern states.
Okay. Let me bring
but
you
answer, let me answer that. When we talk about, I told you about land earlier. When we get our land, our land going to be with our schools, with our medical centers, with our jails, with everything.
Yeah.
So, and this is going to be our Black Wall Street. They're yelling Black Wall Street right now, but it really don't exist. Because a Black Wall Street, you recycle your money for 30 days. You feel me? So what I was saying on the land acquisition, if you can expand your mind, I think I made it kind of elementary when I first said it. We getting half your money, half your land.
Right.
You owe us alimony. I think I took it a little deeper than you because I'm older than you. I went through a divorce because you skipped when I said I want half your money, half your land.
Yeah.
When we get your land, we going to do what we do on there like the Native Americans. The Article 5 Convention is what we are signing to make a movement toward the government to say that we want our own self-determination. Let me finish, Bishop. When we end, I'm going to close real quick. When we end with that, we're going to have our own land. And so when we get our land, we ain't got to worry about spending to them crackers. I yield flat.
Can I say something to that?
Yes.
Okay. We going for half everything. One thing we have to start with first, half of the Army, half of the Navy, because that's going to be a war on black people here. You know, the Civil War is not over with. Lee has never signed nothing, and all the white people know it, but blacks don't know that.
Right.
That's when they took everything away from blacks, all their money and all their land and everything.
Gotta get it back though. We gotta get it back. We're just watching them take it, and we're not organizing to take it back. That's the problem. We see we know white supremacy have a certain ideology, and we watch them continue to abuse us by not forming what we're doing.
And it's post-traumatic slave syndrome that actually affects a lot of us that want to be a crab
in the barrel,
feel, right?
Nigga.
That's what it is. Crabs in the barrel, pulling each other.
It happens only to us when we try
to get up. So we got to hold ourselves accountable for our actions of complacency.
This is what I'm saying.
Bishop, let her talk. Hello.
Let her talk, Bishop.
This is what I'm saying, sir. You got to organize. I hear what a lot of things you like to say, but you got to organize. I don't care how old we are. We have to learn how to organize because our young people are the ones that are left without. They don't have a backbone because of us, because we failed to teach them how to be a soldier. But the ones who do get it, we got to uplift them, protect them, and multiply in that sense. I ain't much for dialogue, but I am one about action. So when I tell you I want to put my foot on the neck on some white supremacist, I ain't playing with that. All I'm saying is just self-defense. And we got to start thinking logically and start organizing like we never before.
Yes, indeed. I 100% agree with that. And your key word in that was education. And I feel like that's the direction we need to take our way of thinking in. You see what I'm saying? Because it's I feel like it's short-lived in trying to get everybody in accordance, and specifically the older folk that are already stuck in their ways and already in that financial gain mindset. You get what I'm saying? It's not much you can do towards older folks, but what we can do is continue in that direction.
Canada, what you got there? Okay. You rolling? You okay?
That was mighty dangerous.
Okay, what you got? Okay, yeah. Okay, you on safety first. We're here in Jahari. You still there? We have Mrs. Harris.
Yes, I am.
Working with the, she has a message for you all that are seeking reparations, you all that are building Tent City and all of those wonderful things. She has done an excellent job moderating, singing, and getting and organized the band, and she's going to tell you what's on her mind. And her, one of her singers that just sung for the Million Man March and the Thousand for Reparations, Black Lives Matter, Nobody's Matter. Mrs. Hatcher, she's right with us, and she's going to talk live to you a little bit. She's confused about the reparations y'all talking about.
It is an honor to be able to talk to you tonight, just for a minute. I can tell you that I won't say several years, but a lot of years ago, probably before a lot of you were born, I worked for BC Recreation in their summer parks and planning program under in the Kenilworth project areas in the 1960s under Yates McCorkle. And I can tell you that that man was a part of the village who made me the woman that I am today. D.C. Recreation did a large part of making me who I am. And if I have one message that I could give to you all tonight, you young people, that message would be to continue to put God first. Don't allow anything or anybody to bring you down. Have your own self-confidence. Get up. Learn to get up in the morning. Go and stand inside of a full-length mirror. Take off everything. If you wear weave, take it off. Whatever it is, take it off. And just stand there and look at the beautiful person that God made.
Yes, indeed.
All of the little accessories and things, I like my wigs and stuff too. But I love who I am by myself on my own. Learn to stand on who God made you. Now, yeah, all of these things that he put out here, they put out here so we can be pretty and accessorize what he's already done. I ran and got my nails done yesterday, y'all. I changed hair after I got here. You see, there's no shame. There is no shame in my game. But I want you to understand that under all of that, if you don't remember nothing else about Precious, have to remember, I love who I am.
Amen.
The undressed me. And that's what I want for you. I want you to love who God made you and continue to encourage each other. Always have a positive statement for your brother. Have a positive statement for your sister. Always encourage. Sometimes we have to encourage ourselves, and in order to encourage ourselves, we have to encourage each other.
Absolutely. Yes.
So always have a good word in your mouth. Always have a smile in your heart. And remember, when you wake up in the morning and realize that you have woke up and that God has kept you on the wake-up list for that day, so that just to give us an opportunity to get it right, because maybe we didn't get it right today, so maybe we'll get it right tomorrow, it is something to be thankful for. So when you get up in the morning, smile and be thankful and just tell God thank you. Don't forget to love on each other, encourage each other, and love and encourage yourself. I love you. I don't know you all, but that's all right. I love you anyway. And I I'm going to keep you encouraged. I'm going to keep you prayed up, and we're going to be all right. Let's do this recreation thing together. Hope you guys can see me, because I want to see you. Love you.
Yes,
we love you. With the band that does, played every song that you thought Al Green and Marvin Gaye and the Spinners and anybody you want to imagine, they are excellent musicians, and that's just her words that she may be on the mall with us for Tent City. Mrs. Hatcher, you were talking to Dr. Critical Truth Bay in Los Angeles. You were talking to Double R, the chairman of California. You were talking to Jahari, he's right here in D.C. He's the chairman of building this Tent City, and he's a college student. He's our grandson, and he is setting up a committee. He's a sophomore in college, and sophomores and juniors are going to have the juniors and seniors of high school reporting and building these tents over the summer, and they will camp there until fall. They return, and we'll give these homes to the homeless, to end homeless in D.C. and throughout America. That's our first crack at the whip, and we're going to continue to crack the whip until we get reparations done. And out of the way is an issue for us in 2023.
Yes,
that's right. Because the precious gift we can give is love, and the best love we can give is the Black Panther love, and we're going to continue to give it because it's the most valuable gift we could ever give. And thank you. And we're going to bring up Marvin again. Unless y'all got something else, we're getting ready to bring the man of love and genius to the mic. And they've been playing some Marvin Gaye up in here tonight. But we're going to bring Marvin Gaye. Oh,
don't go and say things about my father. God is my friend. He made this world for us to live in. He gave us everything.
Back on Black Power Radio. Anybody there?